Topic today for me is the ethics of overhearing. And we're going to talk about ethical considerations, but practical considerations, because I see this a lot in litigation. I see it a lot in all kinds of settings, liability cases, but also motions to disqualify, motions for sanctions, and then over in the disciplinary arena. And hopefully we'll both explicate the law with the world's foremost evidence expert, and talk about some of what we see in terms of problems with the incredibly rapidly changing technology for overhearing and listening. I mentioned intentional and unintentional, and it's interesting to me that the cases I see that involve these issues, sometimes the lawyers had no idea that they were being overheard or tape recorded, and it is so common for clients and others to tape record lawyers that if you take one lesson from me today out of here, assume you're being tape recorded all the time, everywhere, because you probably are. I've had adverse parties bring in hundreds of tapes of their lawyer, of opposing counsel talking. Some of them made properly, some of them made completely improperly. But let me start with a recent one in the news. Trump lawyers spill beans thanks to terrible choice of restaurant next door to the New York Times. And this was in September, the story where Ty Cobb and John Dowd, two of Trump's principal lawyers, had the wisdom to sit in an outdoor cafeteria restaurant right next to the table that had a New York Times reporter at it, on the same block where the New York Times offices were. That ended up not being a wise decision.